care in the United States by sending working men and women to be wounded and to be maimed by chemical weapons that our taxes pay for. And look, make no mistake, brothers and sisters, it's our taxes, because rich people stopped paying taxes in this country about 30 years ago. The money that is being spent on this war could take care of the healthcare needs of our country. It could fix our roads and our bridges. It could fix our schools. And we also need to stop the attack on the environment. And the things that are being done to us in this country are not an accident. They are part of the same policies that are raining the same devastation on the people of Iraq. The use of depleted uranium weapons is a crime against humanity. And I want to correct the brother who referred to this Bush outfit as an administration. An administration implies that they're running a series of programs. This is not an administration.
This is a ruthless gangster regime.
This is not an administration. This is a gangster regime. They are one of the most ruthless
gangster regimes that have taken over a government in the past 100 years. Give me this.
One.
And I look forward to the day when the gangster regime ends in Washington, D.C. I look forward to the day when Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the rest of that gangster elite cannot travel outside of Texas. Because I look forward to the day when another Spanish judge issues a warrant for their arrest for war crimes. And that when they travel outside of Texas, they will be arrested, put on trial, and put in jail. Because make no mistake, brothers and sisters, the attack on us is the same attack as the people on of Iraq. And this war may never end. But it's our duty to fight back and to organize ourselves and to resist. Because the survival of democracy in the United States is at stake. And we're the ones who are going to lead the fight to put a stop to this regime. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. And thank you for your patience with the mic. Charlie, as we all know, is one of the most patient men on earth. A few more announcements to make, and right now I'd like to introduce, just to make another announcement on some of the actions that were taking place. Azalea with Carpenters Local 22 is going to talk about another action that's going to be taking place real soon. Azalea, welcome.
Thank you. First, let me say that wars are always won on the backs of labor and our sons and now our daughters. No matter what the cause is, when we stand together, we can effect change. It has always been that way, and it is that way now. And if we stand together, we can effect change. And I invite you to please come back on April the 3rd for the Cesar Chavez parade going down Market Street to Civic Center. And we'll stand together so all the nation can see that we stand in solidarity. Not today, not just tomorrow, but every day.
Thank you, Azalea.
All right, Azalea.
And that announcement, on the same day that we're going to be down outside Charles Schwab's office on March 31st, we're going to start the day with a breakfast in honor of Cesar Chavez. The United Farm Workers is sponsoring the breakfast. The invitations have just gone out. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn on 1500 Van Ness. So on that day at 8 o'clock, there's going to be a breakfast before we all pile out down to Montgomery Street to protest the privatization of Social Security. So I'm going to turn this back over to my colleague Sharon.
Well, what, but we're going to go on anyway. Hey, listen, I represent about...
Where's the other one?
I represent about 17,000 workers. 7,300 service workers up at UC and 10,000 PCT workers, patient care technicians. And what we're going through right now is some of the same things. Some of the similar things that's going on out here right now. But what we're fighting against, the bullhorn.
Can you hear me now? But we're fighting the same anti-war. We're protesting the same thing. We don't uphold what's going on right now. Matter of fact, we're trying to fight against that same evil that lurks us. Our children, all at the schools, all the places are being closed down behind what's going on. This president has begun to train us for all our economics.